All right, ready to go, Dan? Right, I'm calling this meeting of the Little Calumet River Basin Development Commission to order for Wednesday, June 15th. Believe it or not, it's 2022. Please set your phones on stun and let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
The United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Present. We have a quorum. Let's rock and roll. Next up is the approval of minutes for May 18th. I'm sure you all read them. Motions, modifications, we'll see you.
Kevin, I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes for May 18th, 2020.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? If they're not, I'm still doing roll call. Mrs. Lambert.
Yes.
Yes. Moving right along. Chairman's report. Happy summer. Okay. Mike. So the premise is those greenish pictures show what happens when a $275 million man-made flood control project is not maintained. So we do not want to do that again. We're far better off now as a community to make sure something like September 2008 doesn't happen again. It's all about making it all better. And this is economic development project now, in so much as moving people from having to pay federal mandatory flood insurance, puts about $4 million back into the community every year that federal flood insurance. But if you don't do the maintenance and you don't pay attention to water, those don't do critical boundaries, things like what are on that board from September 2008 are things that we have to be dealt with. I'm proud to be part of this and there are individuals who help us in continue to be source of what happens well in this city. Enough about that. Let's go to the finance report and approve the claims for June 2020. We need a motion to start the program.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve the claims for June 2022 in the amount of $271,016.95.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
A whole bunch of seconds. Mr. Repay, spending some money.
So we'll go through the claims. Great Lakes Electrical Maintenance for $6,300 for our pump station inspection. That's monthly. That does not include our inspections that they took the whole day on doing. Town of Griffith, $50,000 reimbursement. That's a part of our agreement with them yearly. We pay them $50,000. They maintain the Katie Marsh ditch so long as the compliance of the core. Also the town of Griffith, $20,461 for the watershed project for the Katie Marsh screen raking project. They will be complete with that here pretty soon and we'll be bidding that project out so we can actually get a functioning rake at that location. Wilcher excavating, $39,140. That was tree clearing from the 15-foot threshold between stage 7 and stage 8. That was cited in our inspection report of previous years. That was completed and he billed it to us here a little bit on the late side, but nonetheless, he has gotten it to us. Wessler Engineering for the Beaver Dam Ditch Watershed Study for $19,033.78. They will be presenting their conclusion and results of their study at the July meeting. And we have a couple here for Garcia for culvert cleaning and bank stabilization, as well as some pop-up items when the gates aren't working. They go out there and assist with the contractor to make sure that it's done correctly. Some of these claims are a couple months old. That's why there could be some, there is some larger numbers for one. There's the 20,203. And then Christopher Burke for the Griffith Levy Rehab and Interior Drainage, that's for $37,098.75. That project will be, you'll have a motion on the July meeting to have that advertised with a completion or an award date of in August, at our August meeting. I think I hit most of the higher ones. And if you have questions about the other ones.
Okay, any questions for Mr. Repay about paying the bills?
Who stole the manhole covers?
I don't know. We're having
where's the manhole covers? They're stealing the manhole covers.
Yeah, they're doing something with them. They're either taking them off or rolling them into the river, and they can't find them or they're taking them. I mean, I don't know if there's a value. I don't know.
Is there locations? Is it one? Is it 50? How many are we talking about?
Probably three or four. There's one at Wendy's. There was one at Wendy's at in Hammond. There's one at the Grant Street East pump station. That's another one that I can tell you right at the top. There's two other ones that we just will go by them and they're missing. They're just gone. And they can't fit down the casting. It's just, and some of them, one time they actually took the whole casting with it. So, I mean, either they're very strong or they got some great equipment, because pretty heavy stuff for using for another project. I mean, that's it. They have the equipment.
All right. Any other questions for Mr. Rehab? All right. We have a motion and a second. Mrs. Lambert.
Yes.
Tom Pezzetti.
Yes.
Derek Minnick.
Yes.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Ochi.
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. Move right along, Mr. Repay.
So we'll do the annual or our monthly report, mainly what has consumed the last week and a half, probably 2 weeks of our time, is getting prepared for the annual inspections that occurred from the 6th to the 10th. And that really came from Pine Avenue all the way to I-65, including the MDOT portion, where that's always a little bit difficult because, you know, we're on the expressway and that's pretty dangerous. Derek was able to join us on part of the levee. We were sort of tied down a little bit because our mowing cycle wasn't technically supposed to start till this week. We moved it up as fast as we can, so we're trying to mow in front of the levee inspection team. And sometimes that worked out great and sometimes not so much, but they did manage to finish the levee team. The gates all appeared to work as far as I was told, although that's always subject to change. And the pump stations all were functioning in good order. So the Army Corps was pretty satisfied with that side of the inspections in Gary/Griffith. So we would anticipate a report in 30 days from them on that. And we're trying to finalize some of the issues in the Hammond report before they issue their final report on that for that inspection. The Griffith levy is ready to be bid out at the next meeting, as I stated. They're at 90% plus, and we had some minor corrections and some land issues that we were dealing with. But once again, those will be awarded hopefully in August, but certainly bid out in December. The Calhoun Ditch study has gone. The monitoring, if the wells are in place by DLZ, and they're going to do that based on their contract as far as monitoring the situation there. The natural spring project going forward. I've driven by a couple times. I'm sure, Dave, you've been by more than enough times. Garrett is doing good work. They've had good weather to complete the work. The stabilization was awarded from the drainage board. And we have an interlocal agreement for that.
And that's at Hart Ditch?
Hart Ditch between Quinn Creek and Park West. It's about, I think it's 800 feet, I believe.
We're making our way north.
Yeah, we're making our way north. It's actually going to work out good because at 45th and Hart Ditch, the county highway department is going to be redoing that bridge. So forewarning for everyone that uses 45th to go east and west through that area, because they're redoing that bridge. So they're going to continue the stabilization from that point to the railroad, which is by White Oak Park. So So then we're going to get into moving to the good neighborhood of a lot of densely populated residential. Later on, I believe Mike Rowe from the Army Corps will be on to update us about the real estate. We've had some good meetings dealing with that and accrediting. Spoke and updated our friends at the township as far as the projects that we were doing with United Engineering and the pump or lift station we're probably going to put in that area, as well as doing some removal of fence and acquisition of property. We continue to do the outfalls per the Army Corps standards to make sure every 5 years that they're done. You received a packet just today, right? We just got an email today for the environmental partnership there through Nature Conservancy and the Audubon and the county, and they issued their little update report as well. And then we're assisting our friends in the city of Gary with their LOMAR. So we're also continuing to do scanning. So now that our summer help is in place, the more scanning of documents will start appearing on our website. We'll have, I think they're on the last two boxes of agendas and minutes, so that hopefully in the next month or so, all the minutes, all the agendas for every meeting that has taken place in this, for this body, will be placed on the website for all to see. And then we'll start getting into individual easement language packets, which will be a little bit more difficult because we want to make sure we get the survey and we get the appraisals and all the approvals from before we get rid of those. But that's, I think there's 1,500 of those, so that will be a couple of your projects. And that's
can you help me with the update from Lake County Parks with regards to what's going on with that program, please?
You know, I didn't necessarily read his email because it came at about 4 o'clock.
How about I'll read it?
There you go.
Because we ain't the old guy with no cheaters doing.
Here's a report for a little care for the calendar of the month. Great Lakes Audubon today marks the end of the 2020 marsh bird monitoring season. They will put the numbers to share with Daniel submitted a picture. Whatever shows an area from MLK South with water parsnips coming up in an area that was previously solid for arthritis. It was burned in 2021 and treated with herbicide later that year. The second is the wetlands initiative, MLK South. Water control structure application has been submitted to the Corps and IDEM and the Highland Heron Rookery. Say that 10 times back. Application will be submitted next week. They have been surveying contractor work. The wetland plant communities took promising across all three sites. MLK South is probably the best. And two photos show locations in the northwest corner of the site where contractors planted floods last year. Talked to contractors about follow-up treatments this fall. Lake County Parks, the crew has been working at the Highland Rookery and in the last few weeks working exclusively at MLK South. They have been treating purple loosestrife and Canadian thistle. They'll get tested. They will be going back to Highland to continue work after their initial treatment in May. Craig Zanstra, planning superintendent, Lake County Parks.
So, there, by the way, I picked up one of the pictures out of that report that you sent, and it's now on the shared screen so you can see what purple loosestrife and thistle and.
Right. If you drive down Klein Avenue and look at the rookery, you can see what it's supposed to look like versus the 9 foot high Phragmites field that it was prior to that. So,
and you can see birds out there now.
They're doing work
on air.
So, continue that. And as we work with NIPSCO and the NDOT folks and all of the communities, we'll try to continue all this and have it be part of the ongoing maintenance.
And just so you know, that in August, they'll be doing a presentation because if you recall, you did a 1 year approval. They wanted a 2 year approval. You did a 1 year show me approval. So they'll be coming in August to show what they've done and then seek probably the remaining dollars that they requested.
We funded half of 250 about?
Was that? I don't remember. I thought we did like 170 they were requesting. So it's a, they feel as though that they will be, yeah, so they'll be showing up at the August meeting with their year end, which will be 1 year to the day that you approved it. And then asking for the second year.
Oh, look, a picture.
I came up with one without even asking.
It was, wow, that's impressive tech. You're getting better. I like it.
Well, you were reading, so it was good. I had to do it.
All right. Is there any questions for Mr. Repe? What's going on in the field? Outstanding. Thank you. Continue to do well. All right. Next up is other issues, new business.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to open proposals for flood wall joint ceiling replacement repair in stages 7 and 8 and award to the lowest and most responsive bidder, pending review by attorney, engineer, and staff.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. And this is stage 7 and 8. What is that, Dan, from Northcott to the state line?
It's going to be, actually, this is going to be stage 7 primarily, then we can extend it to stage 8, but this first bid will be 7. This is for the caulk and the sealant for stage 7 because of its failure and its importance to flood protection. So we had a meeting. It was non-mandatory, but three contractors came there. We have received three bids and one bid that was late, which was it was due at noon. So we will just keep that sealed or destroy it or whatever. But we put it at noon so we can get everything ready and not at 4:30 when we're all running over here. So we have three bids. I will open them if you want to do something else in the meantime, or you can watch me open bids, however you want to do it.
So part of, and you all know, is 7 was the first segment of newly constructed flood control system after the flood of 2008. So after that event and everybody was flooded, 7 is primarily Munster that was underwater for, you know, under 8 feet of river water. And already we have maintenance problems. So I just need to point that out. And it's not going to be an easy fix in so much as it's an entire segment, highly residential, very dense, and it's got to be both on the inside and outside of the wall. So it'll be an interesting exploratory event as well as the maintenance thing. How is that feel, Daniel?
That's great. If you could keep on going, that'd be even better.
I have a question. Since the motion was made for stages 7 and 8, and Dan said it's only 7, do we need to modify that?
You could, because it's only going to be stage 7. Okay. But all the contractors that are here know where the area is, and we'll make sure it's all based off of 1,000 linear feet. As I mentioned in the work study session, as far as how they're going to bid this. And so it's going to be a little bit difficult to really ascertain as to what this is going to be. The first bidder was Grimmer Construction with a bid of $52 per linear foot. So you make it out 1,000, you do 52,000 for every 1,000 feet is what their bid is. Expansion joint for Gary Up is $40 a linear foot. So if you do that times 1,000, it's going to be 40,000 for every 1,000. Now we're estimating this to be probably 10,000 or plus linear feet. And the last bidder is going to be Dyer.
So the bids are at 1,000 linear feet, but we think the estimate of the work is going to be 10,000.
Yeah, at least 10,000. I'm going to say it's probably
minimum
higher than that. And then the Dyer, which, by the way, I have to give the prize for the best envelope, is $14.85 per linear foot. So
$14.85.
Wow. Yeah. So we're going to double check to see whether, in fact, what they've got is, we're all in the same understanding so that they're coming back to us. So we've got 40, 52, and 14. So
interesting.
They all were out there, and we will look at it and talk to each contractor. So thank you.
Did I do a roll call vote on a motion in a second?
Not yet.
Let's do that.
All right. Tom Chinsky?
Yes.
Tom Dazdecki?
Yes.
Derek Nimitz?
Yes.
Dave Castellanos?
Yes.
Ron Ware?
Yes.
Robert Ochi?
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker?
Yes.
William Baker?
Yes. Next up, anything else with that, Dan, that you want to talk about?
Nope, we'll talk to our engineers and our attorneys. So
and for important people. All right, next up is a real estate crediting update for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
I think you have Mike Brody here. He sent us a report this afternoon. We were already in the meeting, but I'm certain he could talk about the update as to what we are. We had a meeting on the Friday before Memorial Day, and we had some due outs from that meeting as to what was expected on both parties. And so I guess Mike will tell us where they stand on their end and what we still need to do on our end.
All right, Mike, it's up to you now. Let's do your introduction thing.
Hey, good evening. Can you guys hear me? Great. Yeah, this is Mike Rohde with the real estate of the Army Corps of Engineers. As Dan mentioned, we had a good meeting with our staff and his staff and Jody on the 27th to talk through the remaining acquisitions, the remaining credit items, and what needed to be completed in order to complete those packages. And we kind of lumped them all into a couple different categories. So of all the ones between that meeting and today that have been fully approved, so we're generally tracking there are 68, you know, there were 68 tracks in the final phase here. 64 of them have been acquired. Of the credit packages that have been submitted, there are 30 that have been approved. The most recent ones in bold there, the 18 that were approved as part of the pump station. Some of the additional information we got from Dan put those in the fully approved category. And then a few remaining pump stations that will be fairly easily approved after that, which would bring us closer to 40 fairly soon. You know, the next couple ones that we discussed were the tax sales, which were under review by our attorney. Our attorney's completed that review with respect to the tax sales. So those are, we don't have any additional concerns with moving those tax sales towards approvable. We just haven't fully signed off on them yet, but we'll, those are highly likely to be signed off on and before the next board meeting. Then there's the additional ones, which were these acquisitions that were slightly above fair market value, which is another set of ones. So we were in receipt of the memoranda from Dan and Jody regarding the deviation from those fair market values. We discussed them. They're all relatively, we understand the deviations and, you know, they all are appear approvable. And those ones will move towards approvable in the very near future, likely before the next meeting. We do have some additional information that we are reviewing with respect to the Griffith Golf Center package, DC 836. We may or may not have some additional questions for commission on that. But hope to get those, if there are any questions, to you guys as soon as possible, to Dan.
Please.
And then the four tracks remaining of, beyond that, there's just the four tracks remaining for Little Cal Commission to acquire. So that's where we stand as of today, and then just can looking forward to having something.
For the gentleman? Anything to add, Mr. Repe? Thank you, sir. Any questions for us?
No, sir.
All right.
Appreciate the support from Dan and Jody.
Next up on the agenda, my favorite part, statements to the board from the floor. If you'd like to help us, please come to the microphone, state your name and address, and let's go. Come on, guys. All good. Going once, going twice. Outstanding. Close that portion of it. Bring it to the board. Start with Mr. Castellanos. What's going on?
Oh, thank you for the chance. Number one, huh? Good. Well, first of all, I want to thank Commissioner Ron Ward for coming out for the spring groundbreaking ceremony. And it was attended by over maybe about 50 people. I'd like to thank Ms. Liz Johnson from the Mervan's office, Mayor Jerome Prince, Lake County Commissioner Kyle Allen, Lake County Councilman Alfredo Menchaca, Councilwoman Linda Codwell, and the host was the Gary Chamber Commerce, Chuck Hughes, and as well as a number of people that came out from the community, Gary Urso Society, for the groundbreaking ceremony. And just to let you know that while we were out there doing the groundbreaking ceremony, people were coming there getting water. And the mayor was actually helping a few ladies get water while this particular was going on. This is a very great event and project for the whole community. And I'd like to read something from our congressman, Congressman Urban, in regards to this program. I said, to the Little County Med River Development Commission board members, we wish to thank you for your efforts to protect the natural spring in Gary, Indiana. This unique feature in the city has a rich history, and due to your sincere consideration and steadfast attention, that this natural spring will continue to be enjoyed by residents and visitors in Gary for years to come. Your contribution to improving the quality of life and place in Northeast Indiana are worthy to our admiration. Again, thank you, and I wish all of you continued success. Sincerely, Frank J. Mervan, Member of Congress, 1st District, Northeast Indiana. Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you, Dave. Mr. Ochi.
Nothing to add.
Okay. Eric.
Nothing to add. Thank you.
Mr. Bestack.
Thanks, everybody, for making the effort to come out, listen to us, discuss a little business, and please be safe in the heat and help those neighbors that might need your help. They can't fend for themselves.
Mr. Wyszlinski.
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Thanks for coming out. And, see you next month.
Mr. Ware.
Just echo Commissioner Gazdecki's comments about looking out after everyone. We all know we have neighbors maybe that aren't as fortunate as us. Keep an eye out on our neighbors and our family, and everyone have a safe and happy July 4th coming up.
Mr. Whitman.
Nothing to add.
About you, Johnny.
Nothing to add. I don't, Levon, I don't know if you have something to add.
Oh, I'm sorry, Levon.
Good evening, everyone. Just want to say hello and happy, again, Father's Day. Happy Juneteenth. Happy 4th of July. Everyone be, you know, very careful. Around this time of the year, be safe, and best wishes to everyone. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Nothing else to add. Next date is July 20th, which is the third Wednesday of the month. Check the website as we continue to update, or any changes will be posted there. And I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Thank you for coming out. Happy summer.